Namaste and welcome. Today I would like to say something about motivation, lack of energy, how to get back our energy on these topics. The motivation for this podcast actually came from a couple of my friends, students. They wrote to me with a few questions. Actually, one friend, she wrote sometime back. I thought of replying, but then something or the other was coming up. The time was getting delayed. And today again, I got a message from another friend, another student. The questions are something like this. It's like, lately I feel bored of life. Not motivated, not stimulated. I'm living a pretty peaceful life, but I do feel bored, lacking in purpose. Yoga is great, but it still feels it's not enough. Meditation is wonderful, but it makes me feel more peaceful, almost lazy. So this is something on these lines are the questions, like what kind of practice or kriya you would recommend for me? What should I do? So I thought of replying. I actually started typing the reply. Then I thought that this is a question or this is a problem which lot of us go through. I myself went through this number of times in life. So that's what I thought, that let me make it into a podcast so that it may help a few more people. I'm sure the friends who asked me this question, I should thank them for motivating me to make this. And I'm sure they will appreciate that instead of separately typing, I'm making it into a podcast. So that's how many times I ask people that if you come out with questions and topics, that is easy for me to talk. Otherwise, most of the time, I personally will not be able to create a topic because that's not there in my conscious plane. Okay. So this is the basic thing. Like we don't, number of times we go through in life, we feel bored, not motivated, not stimulated. We may be peacefully living, but lack of energy, lack of purpose. Something is like, something is missing. Drive is missing. We feel stagnant. So, what to, how to deal with this? So, I would like to divide this topic into three sections. First one is why this happens. Why this happens? One thing we should understand, this happens to everyone, almost everyone, no exceptions. Why? Because we are dynamic. We are living beings and we go through ups and downs. We are not a machine. Even a machine goes through ups and downs. And in fact, the body is a machine. The mind is a machine. So they go through these ups and downs. We are a dynamic being and the whole life situation is very dynamic. Continuously changing. Body is continuously changing. Our mind is a flux. There are a lot of programs inside us. Deep-rooted programs, like our childhood programs are there. Our traumas are there. Our desires and aspirations are there. Our expectations are there. Most of the time, we don't know them. We don't know our deeper aspirations. Deep down, we don't know what we really want. Along with it, we have a lot of childhood programs, like our parents have programmed us. They have gave us a lot of thoughts. We consciously we forgot, but they're all there at the back end and then they're playing. And our schooling, our neighborhood, the way we were brought up, the entire trauma which we experienced in our childhood, maybe even in when we were in the womb. Because what we experienced when we were in the womb is recorded. We don't know it consciously, but they're all playing. In Indian philosophy, say our past lives also influence in a very big way. Past life programs. Okay, some people may not believe, doesn't matter. They can think that it's all childhood programs. But we say that it's not just childhood programs, but our past life programs are also there. Like past life experiences, traumatic experiences. In my previous birth, if I died by drowning, or if I died by falling from a height, I will have intense fear now in this life of heights. Or getting into the water. Or intense phobias have certain connections, or manias have certain connection to our previous lives and the childhood experiences combined. So all this, how it is layer after layer, it is opening up. How they are interacting. That's why in Indian philosophy, this is all compared to an ocean. There are deeper layers of the ocean. What we see on the surface of the ocean is not just the surface. It's coming from deep down. Suddenly you will see a whale or a shark on the surface of the water, but it's there deep down. All the waves we see, or all the things which we see on the surface of the ocean, are not just on the surface, but they are coming from deeper layers of the ocean, and then they go back to the deeper layers of the ocean again. So there is a continuous flux, continuously changing. That's exactly what we are. We are more than an ocean. Lot of things are there inside us. There are sharks, there are good things, there are evil things, there are pearls, there are diamonds. Many things are there. But here what we need to understand is, why suddenly we feel less motivated, or lack of energy, stagnation, all this is because we are continuously changing. We are learning new things are entering into us, the earlier things are there, there is an interplay between these things. And now we are consuming all the time, not just the food we consume, what we eat, but with what we see, what we read, what we listen. Continuously, the social media is bombarding us with all types of cues to us. Different things, different desires are being given to us. Different concepts are being given. Different beliefs are being given. All this is we are consuming. Continuously we are consuming so many things. Because in Sanskrit, food is not what we just eat. Ahriyate iti aharaha. Whatever we consume from all our senses. What we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we touch. All that is what we are taking in. Now all the information from the media and social media and the society at large. All this is beautiful. Because all this is what makes us alive. But then there is also a side effect of it, is that at times suddenly our energy gets sapped. We feel drained. So this is what we lose. The second thing, so why this happens, is the interplay of all that is already there within us and the interplay with what we are consuming now. All this brings up these type of situations. So the second part is, what happens? What do we lose in this process? We lose our energy. This is the first thing. We don't feel any energy in life. Life is all about being, is living energetically. Someone who is in the coma also is living. Someone who is sleeping also is living. You are going somewhere in a beautiful scenic place. Everything is beautiful. But then you are sleeping. Imagine you are going in your car or in your bus. Everything is beautiful around, but you are sleeping. You don't enjoy. You don't experience that beauty. So what happens when we are having less energy? We don't really experience life. There is stagnation. There is no joy there. This in turn will lead to all types of thoughts, wrong thoughts, which will lead to wrong actions. So when we go through this stage, what is the loss? The loss is that we enjoy the zest for life. We don't enjoy the zest for life. We lose that energy, and we also may start doing something which is not right. We may end up doing wrong things which are not good for us. To come out of this, we may end up doing wrong things. So then the third part is, then what to do? So naturally, someone will say, yeah, we know all this. Yeah, we also go through these things. Then what to do is the main thing. The first thing is patience. We need to be patient. Without this, we cannot come out of this. Whenever we are going through certain difficulties, we need to be patient. We have to cultivate patience. People, those who don't have patience, will suffer more. For example, if there is a fracture, one has to be patient, no option. One has to wait 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on the fracture, depending on where you get the fracture. Patience. Similarly, here, when we are going through a state of less energy, we need to be patient. Okay. Somebody says, okay. No, it's not okay. You have to be patient. If you are not patient, the nature will extract patience from you. You can be impatient, but you have to wait. That's all. Nothing else can be done. So better be patient, then you will not be wailing. You will not be complaining. You will not be cribbing. You will not be crying. That is what in Sanskrit is called titiksha. Titiksha is the tolerance without wailing and complaining. Sahanam sarvadukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparhitam. Sa titiksha nigadhyate. Titiksha, forbearance or tolerance, is defined that without wailing, complaining, crying, put up with the discomfort for some time. If you can do something, do something about it. Otherwise, be patient. This is the first and foremost thing. Then second thing, cultivate cheerfulness. How can I be cheerful when I am not having energy? You have to try to be cheerful. Try to be cheerful. This is very important, because that brings in some quality to that patience. You have to bring in some cheerfulness to your patience. Then the third most important thing is, have a routine. It makes a big difference. When we don't have enough energy, we miss on our routines, because they're boring. Our routine becomes boring. Whatever is your routine, getting up in on particular time, eating in time, doing your yoga or walking or jogging or gym or anything in time, whatever you are doing, if you don't have a routine, make a routine. That is most important. Practical aspect to beat this phase is to have a particular routine and stick to it, even if it is boring. The routine need not be very elaborate. At least there should be a few elements of self-time. And tell yourself that even if it is boring, I will go through it. That is why we have all these 3-week challenges and 1-month challenges and all that. 40 days. In India, we call it Vratam. Vratam means like you do it. Religiously, as we call it. Means you do it for your own sake. Routine. Form a routine. And in that routine, try to keep pranayama, breathing. Because breathing is directly connected to your energy. Of course, physical exercises are important, yoga or walking or jogging or anything. But along with it, 5 or 10 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day, between 5 to 10 minutes, do some breathing. What type of breathing? Any breathing. Watching your breath, holding your breath. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold. No need to go elaborately into the techniques of how many counts and this and that and all. No hair splitting about it. Just inhale, hold, exhale, hold as much as you can, 5 minutes. That will really start energizing you. And very important thing, reduce your food intake. Whenever we go through less energy, somehow we think that the food will give energy and we start eating more. A lot of people, they will eat more, lot of more sugars, more fried items, chips or what, French fries, all these things, or fatty stuff, or carbs, lot of carbs. No, reduce the food intake. The energy doesn't come from food. If food is only giving energy, then people who have more like obese, they should have more energy. More fat should give me more energy. It's not the case. When we eat more, we end up feeling less energetic because the energy goes into digestion, excretion, assimilation, all that. Reduce the food intake. Substitute it with routine or doing something else. Doing something else. Maybe, no, if you like painting, you try painting or do something. Don't allow like your mind to overplay the whole thing. And don't be restless that, oh, I want to get out of this, I want to get out of this. You have to be patient, that's why I said. Reducing the food intake, having a routine, cultivating cheerfulness, doing some pranayama 2-3 times a day, a few minutes, and then reducing the food intake, especially reduce sugars. This is very important. Once this is done, then there are a lot of other things. Trying to feel happiness in whatever you do, not waiting for some special thing to be done. I have to do something special to feel good. No, no need. In the ultimate analysis and the ultimate explanation in the Indian philosophy, the Upanishads, they say that the truth is there everywhere. The truth is everything, and the truth is of the nature of being, knowing, and complete happiness, complete joy, bliss, ananda, satchit ananda is the nature of everything. That is why it's called Purnamada Purnamidam. The fullness is here. In whatever you do, you can experience happiness. You don't need to wait for some special thing to do to experience that joy. In giving a higher motive. We can relook into our motives and trying to motivate ourselves by making some higher motivational post, goal. Something which helps others, something to reach out to people. Not all the time, me and myself. So this will help in breaking through this. It may sometimes take a week or 10 days or a month sometimes. But if it is taking too much time, if you feel that you are getting into this state and going like down, more less and less energetic, then definitely something needs to be done. Like take a break, then go on maybe a week of hiking or something like that, just to break the monotony of the whole thing. But that needs to be thought of only when you feel that this is continuing for too much of a time. So these are some of my thoughts. So I wish you all have a very energetic weekend, wonderful time ahead. Let there be peace everywhere. There's too much of violence and restlessness in the world. So don't pick up those vibes. Instead, try to pick up the vibes of quietness, peace. So I wish you all the best. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om. Namaste. Welcome back to our meditation podcast. I haven't done for some time. I would like to invite you for this. I would like to say something. This particular podcast is about two types of meditations. One, certain people would like to meditate to improve their performance in life. In performance in terms of in their job, in their business, because they want to quieten their mind so that their productivity will improve, their performance will improve, And also they would also like to have some nice relationships in the within the family or with the colleagues or with friends. There is another set of people, group of people who are something like hippies. To be honest, they are like me, because that's how I started. Why I say hippies is, I'm just joking, take it light. What I mean is, like, we would like to understand about life. There are a lot of people who would like to understand what is the meaning and purpose of life. They are the ones who explore. Their third eye center is pretty active, and they would like to explore about life. They are experimenters. They are like scientists. So in the process, they may do a lot of wrong things. Kindly don't mistake me. This podcast is a very strong podcast. If you are not ready for it, I'm joking. So if you're not ready for it, don't listen. What I mean is that there are a lot of people who are into different experimentations with life. Please don't mistake me. One extremely important thing I would like to mention here is, as long as someone is not doing something to harm others, that is not wrong. For example, if I am not trying to harm anyone, if I am not trying to hack somebody's account, if I am not trying to physically or emotionally harm someone, I'm not trying to manipulate someone to get some benefit, that's not wrong. We are like scientists. People who are a little bit into certain experimentations with meditations, with yoga practice, with certain plant medicines, even with a little bit of drugs, not for recreational purposes, but they would like to explore about life. They go through difficult life situations like a breakup or maybe death of a close family member, something like that, or something, you know, opens up suddenly to them and they would like to explore about life and they don't know how to explore. They are the ones who are into plant medicines or they are into some experimental things. Please don't mistake them. Some people are not interested. They are interested in improving their business. They are improving their... they are quite conservative. There is nothing wrong. That's why I said when I am trying to say that this particular podcast is quite a strong one. What I mean is, don't be judgmental. Don't be judgmental about people who are trying to explore about different things of life. As long as they are not doing anything harmful to others. But I'm sure if someone is manipulating someone and trying to harm them, because I know also a lot of people, they try to emotionally manipulate others and they try to fulfill their desires. Or they financially manipulate and try to get some benefits out of them. So I'm not talking about such people. They are crooks. So you have to protect yourself against these people. They are crooks, and if you don't protect yourself, you have to go through a little bit of suffering. But I tell you, there is one beautiful saying in Indian philosophy, that is satyameva jayate nanrutam, means truth alone triumphs. It doesn't stop there. It says not the untruth. Untruth doesn't triumph. Temporarily the untruth may triumph, but in the long run they will get their karma back. So don't worry about that. Have trust in the universal principles. They never go wrong. They never fail. Temporarily, in the short run, it looks like we have failed. And people who are cheating or people who are doing wrong things are succeeding. But don't worry, the karma will catch up. So you should have that understanding and trust. It's not a belief. It is more about understanding and trust. I have been cheated many times in terms of finances and in terms of different things. But I trust the totality and I don't have any negative feelings about those people, because I believe in karma. So that's okay. That's a different thing. So what I am trying to tell is that certain people aren't interested to explore about life. Because according to Indian philosophy, yogic philosophy, it's not about one life. We all lived la life a thousand times, a million times. So it's not one time affair. So we gather a lot of experiences. So we are not the beginners. I don't believe in an old soul and a new soul. We are all old souls. We are pretty old. And then we are all in the path. Some are not serious. Some are, they call themselves or designate themselves as Sadgurus and all. This all bullshit. We are all quite advanced in spirituality. Especially those who are listening to my podcast. They are already into the path of yoga. And they have already, they have been into this path for many, many lifetimes. It's not the first time. So, trust in yourself, trust in the totality, trust in the law of karma, and understand that we are already there in this path. And when we are going through different ups and downs, you look at yourself as a scientist, exploring about life. Don't take yourself as some beginner. There is I am into this field for 30 years, but I still, and I had a thousand experiences with spirituality, but I don't consider myself as enlightened. I am very, very humble in this. I am very happy to have been like this. I am grateful to the totality that it never made me a fake. So, we are all quite advanced, we are all, no doubt. Some have more clarity, some have more confusion. But in the process, we are trying to explore. So if you are exploring into the plant medicines, if you are exploring into different things about life, don't judge yourself. Don't care a damn for people, what they talk about you or think about you. But as long as you are not doing something wrong, as long as you are not exploiting someone, as long as you are not cheating someone, as long as you are not hurting someone, to the best of your ability, just trust yourself. So now, there are these two types of meditations. One set of meditations are people who want to improve their well-being, improve their personal life. So they don't want to change anything big. They want to improve their business. They want to improve their family life. That is one type of people, those who want to also meditate. Meditation helps in a big way. What I was talking in the previous podcast about meditation, it's a big, 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 big help for them. But there is another set of group of people, that is the what I called as hippies. They want to understand about life. So in the spiritual sense, they are two types of people, two categories of people. One are called Abhyudaya, that is people who are interested in material progress, and Nishreyasa, people who want to understand about life, understand the meaning, purpose of life. They are quite explorers of life because they already did a lot of things in their previous lives and now they are really serious into exploring about the possibilities of life. I have a lot of my students who are into plant medicines and they really go through a lot of tapas. They go through a lot of things in life. At heart, I am in touch with them. I love them. I love them because they are really trying to understand about life. They are not afraid of some difficulties of life. So we have to understand these two types of purposes of meditation. So you have to decide in which category you are. Nishreyasa, that is for the ultimate understanding about the truth, and Abhyudaya for progress in life, for balancing, equanimity, and slowly grow within your constraints. Both are good. Nothing is superior, nothing is inferior. Both are having their own place. People who meditate for Abhyudaya, that is people who want to meditate to improve their personal life well-being, it really helps. Meditation really helps them. What they need to do is every day, 15-20 minutes, they should sit and meditate in the morning and evening. They should stay quiet, stay with their breath for a couple of minutes, and they either stay with a mantra or with a visualization. I will talk in the next podcast about, I will talk about different meditation techniques for people who are into it, the medium or the intermediate stage of meditation. So for them, it really works. It really helps them to quieten, and then they consciously learn how to trigger the parasympathetic nervous system, how to stay calm amidst stressful life situations. They will do very well. It really helps them. It's very important. The more you are stressful in your job and in your family or with the surroundings, you should meditate more. I'm talking the next stage. People who want to meditate to understand about life, it's not an easy thing. It's pretty tough. It's pretty intense, because the totality will give you challenges. Because totality wants you to learn about life. So the totality will throw challenges at you. Remember, the Ishvara, the totality, the universal intelligence loves you, because it's none other than your own true self. The totality is not something sitting something outside you. It's right now deep inside you. It's your own true self. But it wants you, the true self wants to remove all the blocks from the mind. The mind provides or creates all the blocks, and the totality is very keen or very eager to remove all the blocks and to take you into its embrace, because you are never ever different from the totality. So don't judge yourself, as long as you are not hurting or harming anyone. Unfortunately, if you have any intentions to harm anyone, if you have any intentions to exploit someone emotionally, physically, financially, you are not in for the journey. You will have to go through the law of karma, and you will, I'm sorry to say this, but you will get some suffering. People who harm others, who exploit financially, emotionally, and physically, they will have to go through some suffering to learn. They cannot escape. Some people think that they can escape the law of karma. They're stupid. It is exactly like I'm jumping from the 10th floor and I'm thinking that I can escape gravity. It is a stupidity. You can be stupid. Nothing wrong in that. But remember, that's not possible at all. But then, yeah, as long as you are not thinking of harming anyone, as long as you have no intentions to harm anyone, come on, you are going to progress really fast. Don't be afraid of anyone. Don't be afraid of the society. Because what is dharma need not be legal. There is a big difference. My teacher Swami, the revered His Holiness Swami Dayanandaji, he always used to tell that what is legal need not be dharma, and what is dharma need not be legal. There is a difference between being legal and dharma. Some of these corporate professionals, they are very legal, but they do a lot of cheating in terms of finding the small print, and they exploit everyone. So some of the companies, they go bankrupt. They cheat thousands and tens of thousands of people, and they hide themselves in the framework of legality. So we are not talking about that. When we talk about yoga philosophy, we talk about dharma, universal principles. So as long as our intention is not to harm anyone, just we don't need to be afraid. But if you are hurting yourself, try not to hurt yourself. If you are abusing drugs, if you are abusing plant medicines, if you are abusing something, it's not worth it, my dearest friend. My loved one, don't hurt yourself. Ahimsa, we have to practice from ourselves, from home. Charity begins at home. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally, intentionally. So try to help yourself. But if you are exploring, experimenting, trying to understand about life, that is absolutely not wrong. All the people who are doing something explorative or explorers of life. So that's why I said this particular podcast I would like to be a bit strong. Is like because I left my absolutely wonderful paying job and became a monk. And then I explored quite a bit. 6 months I was on the bank of the river. I didn't have a place to stay. I was eating here and there, taking alms. And then another, so total 8 years I was exploring the life in an intense way. And then I got married. That is again another exploration because I wanted to see what is the other side. I didn't want to get comfortable with a monk life because many of the monks, many of the gurus, modern gurus, especially all these modern sadgurus, they are simply doing business in the name of spirituality. If you don't recognize, you would like to get fooled, you're free to be fooled. We are totally free to be fooled. The freedom is so complete that we can think ourselves to be bound. That is how many of these so-called big-time gurus are cheating us. And they have a huge following and people like to follow them because they have a huge following. One of my teachers beautifully told me that the truth is not proven by the majority. One person stood up and said, "Earth is not flat." The whole humanity at that time, Christianity was telling Earth is flat. And they killed the person who told the truth. Person who invented Lavoisier, who invented oxygen, was given poison and was killed. So all the scientists used to be killed in the medieval times because they were telling the truth. So the truth doesn't need majority. So if you like to follow the majority because you feel comfortable in the company of the majority, you are free to do that. But if you have the courage to see the truth, remember that the so-called major, the big-time gurus, they are more commercial. They are simply taking you for a ride to get some mileage, some money out of it. You are free to follow them. I have no problem with that. But if you like to explore the truth, there is nothing wrong when you are exploring. And your meditation will be a little bit different from the meditation of people who like to feel more grounded in their regular day-to-day life. Your meditation will be explorative meditation. You are like a lot more serious with life. And you are a lot more experimentative. You are a lot more risk-taking. I will call it risk-taking. Risk and reward, they go together. So your meditation should not be like the regular meditation. Your meditation should be one is questioning about everything. That is one part of it. Second part, you should have a daily routine. The daily routine can be a mantra meditation, a breath observation, or any technique which you love. There is nothing, there is no superior technique or inferior technique. People who tell you, they are actually fooling you. See, when you want to understand someone, just look at their life, whether they are making everything commercial or they are trying to give you something, something free. For me, it's not commercial. I went through a lot in life. For me, I'm doing, of course, yoga business, but I can close it at any time. I don't care a damn for this. I want to give some right information. The right information is, if you are exploring about life, understanding, you want to understand what is the meaning of life, purpose of life. I am ready to explore. I am ready to go through some ups and downs. Sorry. So you are quite intense. Trust your intensity, trust the totality, and then you will be directed in the right way. But please try not to hurt yourself. I love you, so that's why I'm telling you, don't hurt yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, in any way. and keep your daily routine and do your practices. But be two important things are there in this. One, you can do your practices, but keep your mind open. Try to discuss. If you are feeling lonely, if you are not feeling like talk to anyone, that is not a good sign. You are going into your own mind. You are becoming too introverted, and that's not good. There are a lot of people who are already into this path. I am someone, like I am into this path for 30 years. I'll be happy to share my insights, my observations, my experiences. I went through a lot in life. I'll be happy to share free. You don't think of, I'm not a commercial person in that aspect. I'll be more than happy to share. Similarly, there will be a lot of people. Of course, when we are sharing, you may not be sure whether I'm sharing our confusions or I'm sharing clarity. But just be open. Just be open to learn. To learn and gain from others' experience. It will help you in a big way. We are all on the track. One thing I would like to tell you before closing. The truth is not far away. Truth is yourself. Right in your heart. It is not somewhere. Honestly speaking, we don't need to do anything to realize the truth. Realize the self. It's right, our true nature. But the only block is in our own mind. Our own mind creates all the obstacles. All these dysfunctional emotions are there. Our ego, our jealousies, angers, frustrations, greed. All these things are blocking us from experiencing our true nature, which is unconditional, uninterrupted joy. So I wish you all the best in this journey. Remember these two different paths, abhyudaya, that is progressive in nature, nishreyasa, that is to understand the truth of the nature, truth of yourself. These two paths, you see where you stand. Don't judge anyone, but get the full benefits of this process. Everyone is wonderful in their own way. Don't judge any group of people. Just smile, enjoy, experience, and enjoy a wonderful weekend. I love you. Love you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.